由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, our listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
What a delight it is to know that you are on the other side listening to this program.
我们很高兴你能够在收音机旁边去收听这个节目。
We have been celebrating Christmas by talking about the birth of Jesus.
最近呢，我们一直都在谈论耶稣基督降生的事，来去庆祝圣诞节。
And we will continue to do the same today.
今天呢，就让我们继续去讲这个话题。
The Bible said that there were wise men who came from afar to Jerusalem saying,
圣经说有几位博士由很远很远的地方来到耶路撒冷，他们说
Where is that newborn king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.
他们说那生下来作犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
The reason these men are called wise is because they have responded to the call of God through a star.
这些人被称为博士或者是有智慧的人，是因为他们跟随着一颗星的指引，回应了神的呼唤。
They came to worship the one and only God who had come in human body.
他们来到这里去敬拜那位道成肉身唯一的真神。
Listening friends, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我讲。
Foolishness is the opposite of wisdom.
智慧的相反就是愚昧了。
If wisdom is responding to the call of God,
如果回应神的呼唤是智慧的表现，
then foolishness is rejection and indifference to the Christ of Christmas.
咁拒绝同埋漠视耶稣基督就系好愚昧啦。耶稣基督就系圣诞节嘅主人翁。
And just as God used a star to communicate to these astrologers the good news of Christ,
喺昔日神用一颗星去话俾呢一啲嘅星象学家知有关于耶稣基督嘅福音。
Today he uses human stars.
今日他用人为的星。
He uses events and circumstances.
他使用环境和所发生的事。
He uses his word, the Bible.
他也都用他自己的话语，就是圣经了。
The wise will receive it and obey it.
有智慧的人是会接受圣经，并且去遵行他的教训的。
But the foolish will reject it and ignore it.
但是愚昧的人就会拒绝他和漠视他的教导。
Wisdom is at a premium these days.
今天呢，大家都是在高举智慧的。
Wisdom is getting scarce in our generation.
但是在这个世代，智慧却是越来越稀罕了。
Yet we desperately need it today more than any other time in history.
不过今日我们对智慧的需要是比历史上任何一个世代更加迫切的。
Now I want you to contrast these wise men of the Bible.
现在我请你将圣经所讲的这几位的博士
with a group of other men who were in a boat on the coast of England
同英伦海岸一艘船上面的人做一个比较。
It was some time ago
在几年前
when there was one of those famous gale storms that are known to sweep the coast.
这里的海岸，即是英伦海岸，是时时都受到飓风侵袭。在那个时候，有一股风暴是横扫海岸的一带的。
A ship was wrecked and was sending a distress signal.
有一艘船就遇难，他们发出求救信号。
As soon as the distress signal was heard,
当收到 呢个嘅求救信号之后呢
，A gallant lifeboat crew started speedily answering the call。
咁咧就有一艘英勇嘅救生艇咧，就即刻作出回应啦。
On reaching the wreck，
当佢哋赶到去出事船只嘅嗰个地点嘅时候咧
，The lifeboat crew witnessed a scene of horror and deprivation。
救生艇上面嘅嗰啲救生人员咧，佢哋亲眼睇见好可怕而又好悲惨嘅一幕。
The captain of the ill-fated vessel，
原来咧呢一艘遇难船只嘅嗰位嘅船长咧
，was totally drunk。
当时咧系饮到醉晒嘅。
He was standing on board and would not enter the lifeboat。
佢就企喺甲板上边，就唔肯咧系上呢一只嘅救生艇。
This madman refused to avail himself to the messengers of mercy sent to him in that moment of imminent danger。
喺危难之中，呢一个嘅船长咧，好似一个癫咗嘅人一样，佢拒绝嗰啲仁慈嘅救生员佢哋嘅救助。
Unlike the wise men from the east at the birth of Jesus，
唔似得。好似喺耶稣出世嘅嗰个时代，由东方嚟嘅嗰啲博士。
This drunk captain would not respond to the star sent to him to lead him to salvation。
呢个饮醉咗酒嘅船长唔肯对嗰啲系被差派嚟嘅救星咧，系去作出回应。即管呢一啲嘅星，呢一粒嘅星咧，系可以带俾佢拯救。
But that's not all。
唔单止系咁样。
Not only would he not enter into the lifeboat himself，
唔单止佢自己唔肯上呢只救生艇
，but he also drew his revolver， threatening to shoot the first man who would dare to jump from the sinking wreck into the lifeboat。
佢仲拔出手枪威吓咁话，边个敢第一个由即将沉没嘅船上边跳上呢只救生艇嘅话，就即刻开枪射死佢。
All of the entreating of the coast guard was in vain。
咁呢班海岸警卫队嘅队员咧，无论点样去劝、点样去讲咧，都系徒劳无功，都系帮唔到呢班人嘅。
The drunken captain was bent not only on his own destruction。
呢个饮醉酒嘅船长一意孤行，佢唔单止害咗自己
，but also on the destruction of his crew, stubbornly refusing to leave the shipwreck。
亦都咧系害咗佢嘅船员，呢、这个嘅船长咧，佢好顽固咁样拒绝离开已经损毁嘅船只。
Six of the crewmen who were also drunk joined the captain in his foolish refusal to enter the lifeboat。
船上边另外六个同样都饮醉酒嘅水手咧，就加入船长嘅行列，加入佢咧同一嘅阵线，就好愚蠢咁样拒绝登上呢一只嘅救生艇。
Finally and reluctantly, the captain of the lifeboat ordered his men to head back to shore.
最后喺不得已嘅情况底下，救生艇嘅艇长咧就只可以咧系下令系撤退，翻翻去岸边啦。
They took with them the precious few who would dare to defy their captain's wrath.
佢哋咧只能够救到寥寥几个系敢于违抗船长怒气嘅人。
As the lifeboat was heading back to shore。
当救生艇是驶回去岸边的时候
，About halfway，
大概咧系去到半路中途的时候
，There was a lull in the storm and over the waters came a wailing cry。
暴风雨咧就稍微转弱，咁水面咧就传嚟一啲嘅哀号声啦。
Lifeboat, lifeboat, lifeboat，
喺度嗌话救生艇啊，救生艇啊，救生艇啊。
Once more the gallant men pushed off toward the wreck。
咁于是呢班英勇嘅救生员咧，就再次驶翻去遇难嘅船只嗰度啦。
But alas, it was too late。
但系呢一次就实在系已经太迟啦。
The wretched captain and six men had sunk beneath the boiling surf。
嗰个可怜又愚昧嘅船长同佢六个嘅船员都淹没喺汹涌嘅波涛之下。
They had vainly called for the rejected lifeboat when it was too late。
佢哋曾经拒绝拯救，而家再向救生艇求救嘅时候，已经系为时已晚，已经系冇用啦。
the day of the first Christmas,
在第一个的圣诞日,
was more than just the day a baby was born of a virgin in Bethlehem.
那一天在伯利恒, 不单只有一个婴孩从童贞女那里生出来。
The day of the first Christmas,
在第一个的圣诞日,
was God's sending of a lifeboat to humanity.
神差遣了一隻的救生艇来去拯救人类。
The day of the first Christmas,
在第一个的圣诞日,
was God's rescue mission to humanity.
神向人类展开了救赎的行动。
It was God's rescue mission from sin, guilt, death, and destruction.
这个的行动呢，就是神拯救人脱离过犯、脱离罪恶、脱离死亡和毁灭的救赎行动。
God became flesh in order that we may enter into heaven and be saved from hell.
神成为了肉身，是要叫我们藉着祂得以进入天堂，免受地狱的煎熬。
And these wise men responded by coming and worshipping Jesus.
那这班的博士，由东方来的博士呢，他们作出了回应，就前来呢，是去朝拜耶稣基督。
What type of star was it?
那粒的星究竟是哪一类的星呢
？What shape star was it？
那粒星的形状是怎样的呢
？How bright was the star？
那粒星是有几光亮的呢
？All of this doesn't matter anymore than the shape or the type of the lifeboat that was seeking to rescue the foolish seamen。
呢一切咧都唔重要啦，就好似。那隻要去拯救愚昧船长、愚昧船员他们的救生艇呢，那个的形状或者是类型呢，其实并不重要的。
What matters is that they followed and obeyed the direction of the star.
重要的是，这班人他们愿意跟随并且信服那粒救星的指引。
They did not waste their time analyzing it.
他们没有浪费时间去分析它。
They did not waste their time studying it.
他们没有浪费时间去研究它。
They did not waste their time speculating on its nature.
他们没有浪费时间去考究它的性质。
They did not waste their time comparing it with other stars.
他们没有浪费时间将它和其他星比较。
They did not waste their time doubting its reality.
他们没有浪费时间去怀疑这粒星的真实性。
They did not waste their time merely admiring it.
他们没有浪费时间只是在那里欣赏它。
They did not waste their time waiting for more evidence.
他们没有浪费时间去等待更多的证据。
They followed the star's leading.
他们跟随星的带领。
They went where the star took them.
星带他们去哪，他们就去哪。
They went in obedience responding to its leading.
他们信服跟随这粒星的带领。
Perhaps there is a star in your life.
或者在你的生命里面都有一粒星。
A star that is trying to point you to the King of Kings.
是要带领你去到万王之王那里的一粒星。
A star that is trying to point you to the only lifeboat out of future destruction.
这粒星要带你去到唯一能够救你脱离未来毁灭的那个的救生艇那里。
Perhaps there is a star that is trying to point you to the only one who can give your life meaning and satisfaction.
或者有一粒星是要带你去到全能者那里，唯有他才可以给你有意义和满足的生命。
Perhaps there is a star that is trying to point you to the only one who will fill the empty void that you have.
或者有一粒星要带你去到全能者那里，唯有他才能够填满你内心的空虚。
Perhaps that star in your life is your mother or your father.
或者在你生命里面的星就是你的父亲或者是你的母亲。
Perhaps it is one of your children.
或者是你的儿女。
Perhaps it's your brother or sister.
或者是你的兄弟，又或者是你的姊妹。
Perhaps it's a wife or a husband.
或者是你的妻子，又或者是你的丈夫。
Perhaps it's a friend or a companion.
或者是你的朋友，又或者是你的伙伴。
These stars in your life have prayed for you.
这些在你生命里面的星呢，一路都是为你祈祷的。
They have pointed the way to you.
他们为你指出一条路。
They have tried to lead you to the only one who can save your soul.
他们尝试将你带到那位可以拯救你灵魂的全能者那一道。
Oh, this day can be the day in which you can say yes to Jesus.
今日就是你要对主耶稣说我愿意的日子了。
The baby in the manger, miraculously born of a virgin, was God of very God.
那位卧在马槽那里由童贞女儿生的婴孩，就是那位又真又活的神了。
I am the way, the only way.
他曾经说，我就是道路，唯一的道路。
I am the truth, the ultimate truth.
他说，我就是真理，是绝对的真理。
I am the only life giver, including eternal life.
他说我就是那位给予生命的唯一的主宰，包括了给予永生。
I am the only one who is your lifeboat in the midst of the deadly storm of life.
我就是那个唯一的救主，也就是将你从生命的暴风雨里面拯救出来的救生艇。
I am the only one who can transform your life and give it meaning and fulfillment and identity.
我就是那个唯一的主，也即是能够改变你的生命，成为有意义而且是丰盛的独特的生命。
My listening friends, let me entreat you today.
亲爱的听众朋友，今日让我去向你恳求啊。
Don't waste your time running after or following other stars.
今日你唔好去浪费你嘅时间去追寻或者去跟随其他嘅星啦。
They will only lead you to destruction.
因为呢啲嘅星咧，佢哋只会将你咧系带向灭亡嘅。
Self-absorption and self-gratification will only lead you to disease and mental disorder.
自我专注同埋自我满足咧，只系会令到你生病。或者咧系神经失常嘅。
Seeking after temporary pleasures will lead you to emptiness and despondency.
追求短暂嘅欢乐，将会咧系令你觉得空虚同埋沮丧。
Be wise this day.
今日咧你要聪明一啲啦。
Follow the star that will lead you to the only one who really loves you.
跟随嗰粒嘅星。哪粒星呢？就是那粒会将你带到真正爱你的永生神那里的那一粒星。
He loves you even when you ignore him.
即使你漠视这位真神，他仍然爱你。
He loves you even when you reject him.
即使你拒绝这位真神，他仍然爱你。
He loves you even when you defy him.
即使你是悖逆这位的真神，他仍然是爱你。
He loves you even when you could not love yourself.
即使你自己都唔能够爱你自己，佢仍然爱你。
With an outstretched arm, he is saying to you.
佢伸开佢嘅双手对你讲。
Come to me.
嚟到我呢一度啦。
All who are empty, and I will fill you.
所有空虚嘅人，我会填满你嘅心。
Come to me.
嚟我呢一度啦。
All of you who are ready to give up on life, and I will give it meaning and purpose.
你们所有对人生觉得失望的人，我将会赐予你们生命的意义和目标。
Come to me.
来我这里。
All who are trying so hard by your efforts and are leading you nowhere.
你已经尽了最大的努力，但是仍然一事无成的话，
Come, for I have been waiting for you.
来啦，我一直都喺度等紧你。
I have sent you one message after another.
我不断嘅去呼唤，不断嘅传达信息俾你。
Today, hear my clear and unequivocal message of love, because I will not wait forever.
今日就留心听我清楚明确嘅爱嘅信息，因为我唔会一直咁样等落去嘅。
Just like the lifeboat in the story which had to depart at some point.
就好似头先嗰个故仔里边嘅救生艇一样，到咗唔可以唔离开嘅地步。
In the same way, the Bible says that the day is coming when God's door of mercy will be shut.
同样嘅情况，圣经亦都讲，就系神恩典嘅门咧将要关闭，而嗰个日子咧系越嚟越近啦。
When that happens, where will you be?
到咗嗰一日嘅来临嘅时候，你会喺边一度呢？
There is no telling how long it took these wise men to come from Persia or even possibly further east, all the way to Jerusalem.
我哋唔知道嗰啲由波斯或者更远嘅地方嚟到嘅一啲东方嘅博士，佢哋要行几耐先至咧系去到耶路撒冷。
Travel was difficult in those days.
喺古时候，长途跋涉咧并唔系容易嘅。
There were hostile tribes along the way.
在半路中途呢，会遇到一些怀有敌意的部落啊。
There were broad rivers like the Tigris and the Euphrates to be crossed.
还要呢，是横渡好像底格里斯河或者是幼法拉底河这样那么宽阔的河流。
There were trackless desert to penetrate.
要深入呢，去到一些人迹罕至的沙漠。
Yet they came to Jesus.
他们呢还要呢是来到耶稣的面前。
They followed his loving signal.
他们跟随他爱的信号。
You too must come to him no matter what it costs you.
无论要付上几大的代价，你亦都必须来到耶稣的面前。
Is it going to cost you your friends?
哪怕呢是要失去你的朋友。
God will give you new and loving friends.
神要俾你新嘅爱你嘅朋友。
Is it going to cost you giving up alcohol?
哪怕要去戒除醉酒嘅陋习。
The Spirit of God will fill you with love and joy so that you won't need any other substance.
神嘅灵要让你心里边充满咗爱同埋喜乐，以致咧你唔再需要其他嘅嘢啦。
Is it going to cost you a lifestyle that you know is wrong and plaguing you with guilt?
哪怕呢是要你去放弃某种的生活方式，而你深知道呢这种的生活是不对，并且呢是会被罪疚感缠绕的。
God will free you and release you from its grip.
神要将你从罪恶当中释放出来。
Will you come today and enter into God's lifeboat, the Christ of Christmas?
今日你愿唔愿意登上神嘅救生艇，亦即系圣诞节所纪念嘅耶稣基督呢？
When the wise men finally came to Jerusalem, they went about asking, "Where is the newborn king?"
当嗰啲博士嚟到耶路撒冷，佢哋周围问新生嘅王喺边一度呢？
Most of the citizens in Jerusalem, rich or poor, did not understand what they were talking about.
耶路撒冷大部分的居民呢，不论是贫富都不明白他们所问的。
They were all thinking King Herod was their king.
他们都以为希律王就是他们的王了。
Herod wanted no competition for his throne.
希律不容许有人威胁他的王位。
It is very much the same today. Nothing has changed.
今天也都一样，并没有什么改变。
Although Jesus, the King of Kings, was born 2,000 years ago,
虽然耶稣基督万王之王在2000年之前已经降生了，
and we have all the historical evidence that we need about him,
而我们也有历史的证据足以证明有关耶稣基督的事。
Although we have singularly been blessed by him,
虽然我们得天独厚享受神的赐福。
Don't try to find Jesus in the main square of the city.
但是呢，我们就不要在闹市里面去寻找耶稣。
They know him not there.
那里的人呢，是不识他的。
But seek him in his word.
反而呢，要在神的话语里面去寻找他。
For he is to be found in the pages of this sacred book.
因为在圣经里面，我们就可以找到耶稣了。
This book will tell you that the babe was none other than God incarnate.
这本书告诉你，那个婴孩就是神，就是道成肉身的神。
God in human flesh.
神来到世间成为人。
The Bible will tell you that Jesus was born to die a violent death.
圣经告诉你，耶稣降世为人，并且将会是受酷刑而死的。
Why?
为什么他这样做呢？
So that he may pay for the penalty of your sin.
因为这样他就能够为你的罪付上赎价。
And build the bridge between you and his father.
在你和父神之间筑起一座的桥梁。
He died so that he may make it possible for you and for me to call God our father.
他的死让你和我可以称神为我们的天父。
He died so that he may make it possible for you and for me to live the life of ultimate fulfillment.
他的死让你和我都可以过一个丰盛的人生。
And then spend eternity with him.
而且将来和他永远同在。
When the wise men finally came to Jesus,
当那些博士终于来到耶稣的面前,
their perplexity was over.
他们不再困惑了,
their search was over.
他们不需要再寻觅了,
their frustration was over.
他们不再沮丧,
they had found life's ultimate fulfillment.
他们找到人生的最终目标,
that same peace and joy can be yours today.
今日你都可以得着同样的平安同埋喜乐嘅。
You can say goodbye to searching.
你可以向寻觅告别啦。
You can say goodbye to perplexity.
你可以向困惑告别啦。
You can say goodbye to frustration.
你可以向沮丧告别啦。
When Jesus Christ is born in your heart today,
今日当耶稣基督进入你嘅心里边嘅时候
，You will be a new creature.
你就系一个新造嘅人。
To you, he will not be just the Lord of the universe.
对你来讲，他不单只是宇宙的主宰。
But he becomes your Lord and the Lord of your life.
他将会成为你的神和你生命的主。
He will be your guide.
他是你的引导。
He will be your rudder.
他是你的舵手。
Even in the midst of the choppy waters of circumstances.
就算你陷在水深火热当中。
Will you respond to his call of rescue?
你愿不愿意接受神的拯救呢?
Will you say, Come, Lord Jesus, be born in my heart today?
你愿不愿意说,主耶稣啊,今日请你进入我的心里面呢?
It is our prayer that your answer would be yes.
我们盼望你会回答说,是啊,我愿意。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。